Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marchessault gets to the red line. Backhands a pass. Empty net goal for Eichel. And the Vegas Golden Knights are going to sweep the first two games here in Dallas against the Stars in this best of seven.
Is it over, Zach Wilczek?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I think it is. I don't know how they're going to rally to win four games in this series. I think Vegas is a terrible matchup for them. The size they have defensively, they're just, the Stars have an inability to consistently set up in the offensive zone. They're losing between the blue lines. I think last night they played about as well as they possibly could have. And to end up being up 1-0, then you get the equalizer less than a minute later, it felt like. It was defeating. Now, the Stars have been good on the road. Jake Oettinger specifically has been a much better goaltender on the road. So maybe we can hold out a little bit of hope that they can bring this thing back 2-2. I just think Vegas is a kryptonite type of matchup for them.
Did you pick them in the series originally?
Yeah, I picked them in seven.
You picked Vegas?
No, the Stars. Yeah, I did pick the Stars. I held out hope that they would be the better team. I do think they're a deeper overall unit, but I think, and they matched the physicality last night. Like, it's not like they got totally bullied, and that's why, to me, it was just so disheartening to end up dropping that game where you got a really good performance from your goaltender, and you still couldn't find a way to win.
Zach Wilczek is in studio because we are previewing the NFL draft tonight. What time do y'all get started with this? How many hours is your show not
working
today?
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock we'll get started. I think Gavin and Eric will start off right after the Rangers game, and then Brian and I will be at the Star. So we'll cross with them probably like 5:40-ish.
It's coming at you along with the Path to the Draft, brought to you by Pluckers and Zero Res. Sean Tree, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, and Zach Wilczek will be hosting. Let's take some Tolo phone calls at 877-881-1053. Cowboys, prospect, different schools, different teams. Ask away to Wilczek right here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Jason in Dallas, you are up first.
Hey, Wilczek, first of all, congratulations on the new baby.
I
do got a question. This first year, I've kind of done my own mock draft, but I'm kind of hung up. I'm wondering if maybe you think maybe Dallas might take like Jonathan Rooks in the second round as a running back, or if you think they might hold off to like the third or fourth round and do like Audric Estime or Jalen Wright or someone like that.
Yeah, I do think that Jonathan Brooks is probably the guy that they want. I think Brooks is in play in a wipeout situation like you asked about earlier, Sean. I do think at 56, if Jonathan Brooks is there, and that's a big if, he would be the pick.
Who's his comp? What's his running style? I mean, I don't want to ask Bobby and Broadus because Bijan was Barry Sanders.
Yeah, Barry Sanders.
Year, so like someone
Gale Sayers. These were Gale Sayers.
You know what? I put in my notes, like, is DeMarco Murray a crazy comp for him?
Oh.
I think he's a little bit faster than DeMarco, but he doesn't have elite speed. Like, you do see him get fetched, but he's really good in the open field, and he's a three-down back.
Do you guys have, like, a favorite running back? Like, that's kind of my guy. And how many different names should we be excited about if they end up taking – throughout the weekend, someone at that position? Or is it just like, eh?
I think a lot of it also depends on where they're selected. Like, yeah. If you can get a really good, if you get one of the top names in the fifth round, then hell yeah.
So yeah, you mean like more pet cat as like the guy that, rather than like the top grade player I have there. Yeah, I mean, I really like Braylon Allen at Wisconsin way more than anybody else does. Like, I mean, Broadus like wants to smack me in the face, I think, every time I talk about the guy. But to me, he's James Conner. That's the type of player that he is. I got him in the second round. He's my third running back. Most everybody else, I think, has him like in the fourth, typically. Mm-hmm. But I really like him. So yeah, if they ended up with Braylon Allen, especially in like the fourth, then I'd be thrilled.
Who else, Zach?
Yeah, I got Allen in the fourth. I don't love Allen as much as you. My guy's Jalen Wright out of Choppy School, Tennessee. Like, I love Jalen Wright. I think he translates very well to the NFL. He had a 7.39 yards per carry, explosive, shifty, elusive, three down player as well, can catch the ball in the backfield. I think he can pass block. He's got good vision. I think he's a guy whose best football is ahead of him. So to me, I'd wait to the third round and I'd go Jalen Wright and I'd have a party. The other name that I'd throw out would be Ray Davis out of Kentucky, who has one of the best stories in the entire class. He was a foster care kid, homeless as a child. Got a degree from Vanderbilt. Has bounced around from a couple of different schools. Played at Kentucky most recently after two seasons at Vandy. But he's also a guy, very complete player.
Jimmy in North Richland, you are up next here on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning, boys. Except for Bobby, you run the morning show. I got a question about cornerback Cooper DeJohn. Is he legit, or is he just flash in the pan because he's that little fast white kid? Is he worthy of the pick? Is he good enough to get to take at that position the Cowboys are drafting from?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would say I'm just not playing a white corner, right?
This is a white corner.
It's a white corner from Iowa, uh-oh. Cooper DeJean.
Of course.
Now,
he's little too.
He is small, I do have him more of a safety than I do a corner, but I think he can play corner.
He has to. He's got to play just one game,
just to say it
has
happened.
To be in the record books.
Yeah, 100%. But he's also a returner, and I think he ends up being helped by these new rules, the new kickoff rules, because he's a guy that had three touchdowns returned, plus three interceptions returned for touchdowns. So he's a playmaker when he gets the ball in his hands. He's a super athlete, a thick build. I think he's got.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some limited fluidity in his hips, but he trusts his recovery speed as well. I mean, he's a super fast guy. Big-time athlete. I actually really do like him. He's my second favorite overall defensive back in the entire draft. I think you can do a lot with Cooper DeJean, moving him around, play him in the slot. If you want to play him at safety, you can. Out wide, he proved he can do it, and he's a great tackler, really good form tackler.
Kurt in Maryland, listening on the Odyssey app. Kurt, you are live with Zach Wilchuk in studio.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. Hey, Zach, my question is with the tackles, sort of with what y'all were talking about. If we do get wiped out, I mean, definitely, I like running back, and if it ain't Brooks, what about Benson from Florida State? He's a home run hitter, And I always say if we trade back a little bit to get one of them, because the Cowboys are so, you know, far down in the second and third that that seems like we're probably the running backs are going to start to roll off the board. So what do you think?
I love Trey Benson. He's my running back one. I've got him ahead of Jonathan Brooks personally. I like his size. He's got a second gear that I don't think Brooks has once he gets into the second and third level to run away from a defense. He's also a good safety net out of the backfield to be able to just dump it off to, make plays in space. He's a guy that I do wonder if teams would say, okay, he's a specific zone scheme fit, like that Shanahan tree, because they did run a lot of pulls in the offensive line, the offensive system there at Florida State. They might look at him as being a scheme-specific back. But I love Trey Benson. I would be all in on drafting Trey Benson.
Jay in Dallas, you're up next here on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Morning.
So question, obviously this is, as you guys have reported, a very, very deep draft. We all know we don't have a fourth round pick. I am a fan of trading back. How far back can we go in the first round and get the most return, the most number of picks?
Ooh, okay. I think we've talked about this on the draft show. And Bobby, what did we come away with?
Kansas City is the one that Brian keeps targeting where he thinks he can go back. I would, again, I don't have a problem bailing out of the first round. Like, I don't have a problem going back to Washington early. Washington's got a ton of picks. If Washington can give you the right value, if they can give you they can give you pick 36, and then they'll also give you a third rounder or something like that, I will take that. Like, I'm not hung up on a fifth-year option that the team is probably going to use as a contract leverage point.
Fifth-year options, like, I mean, I guess a lot of it depends on the position, too, right? The value of it. Like, a fifth-year option for a quarterback is massive.
So, like, if Michael Penix Jr. were to slide, and you have one of these teams at the top of the draft that didn't end up getting their guy, maybe it's New England, they trade back, and they're like, hey, we like Penix Jr., do we want to move back up? New England's sitting there with pick 34 in the second round. Maybe they want to give you 68 as well in the third. I consider doing that with the Patriots.
Someone's going to fall. So when y'all are doing the show and you're looking around the room like, yo, I know all we do is talk about trade back, compile. Give me a trade up name. It doesn't have to be a total shocker, but okay, like this is happening. Why is he falling? Who's someone you consider going up for?
I think the offensive tackle from Oregon State, Taliese Fuaga, would be a name that the Cowboys have done some homework on. I mean, he played right tackle there at Oregon State. Might be the best run-blocking lineman in the draft, period. I do think he's athletic enough to switch over and play the left side. He'd be a name I think you look at if you see a fall. And then the other one would be maybe J.C. Latham out of Alabama. Now, I think he's playing guard for the Cowboys. He was a right tackle.
Just linemen.
It's just linemen. I don't think there's another position that they would consider. I think it's a fear of, okay, we're not going to get one of our top linemen. There's not really a trade back scenario that we're getting calls for right now. We need to be aggressive and move up to get our guy.
So there's not like a stud D end, a stud corner to move up four or five spots for.
Probably
corner.
Not. Like, I mean, there's a lot of discussion that this draft might set the record for most offensive players taken in a first round.
I think Dame's talking about like 21.
Because it's one of those things where there's not like a super set. The top end of the draft is good, but it's almost all on the offensive side of the ball. There's not like a really highly graded defensive player for me.
Michael in California.
California.
Listening on the Odyssey app. Mike, you're live on the Fan with Zach Wolchuk. With draft day upon us.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, everybody. I know everybody's good. Everybody's great. You guys work for the greatest organization in pro football, the Dallas Cowboys. Shout out to the whole nation. Hey, my question is, you know how Brian Broaddus always says the NFL's a crazy lady. In this draft, sometimes people fall unexpectedly. What if the offensive tackle from Oregon State, Fuaga, please excuse me if I'm pronouncing the name wrong.
You nailed it.
What if he falls to 24 and we're able to get him, then the second round comes around and one of those centers, Zach Frazier or Cooper Beebe or one of them guys, do you double dip on that O-line and sure up your future right there? You got your future left tackle and future center, and then try to get the running back in the third round. I would like to hear your input on that, Mr. Wolchuk, and congratulations on the new baby, and shout out to the whole Cowboys Nation. Let's go.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, you can draft with me any day, dude. I'm totally down to double dip along the offensive line. If you ended up getting Fuaga from Oregon State that slides to you, and in the second round, Zach Frazier from West Virginia, who maybe some teams have outside of Barton, is the best center in the draft. I mean, the dude is a wrestling champion. He understands leverage, also an extremely intelligent player. I think you've cleaned up, and now you have fixed your offensive line.
877-881-1053, the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line to text and to make the phone calls to get the draft knowledge from Zach Wolchuk, who's hosting the entire weekend, starting the round one tonight. Casey and Crandall. Casey, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Wolchuk, how's it going? I got a question for you. I kind of see the Cowboys maybe possibly doing a trade back in the first round to like 32, I think it is, with Kansas. Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
My question, I guess, would be, do you think Tyler Guton can make it there? And then I'm with you on the Jalen Wright in the third round, but if they pick Jalen Wright in the third round, who do you think they would go for in the second round?
I think in the second round, if you go with Wright in the third, you're looking at it. Depends on, is there a center there that you want? Is Frazier an option there from West Virginia? Otherwise, I think it ends up being a linebacker. I think that's where you're looking at an Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M. If he can make it there, maybe another linebacker that they like. Could Wallace from Kentucky, would that be too high? Corner, I think, is an option as well. I think that's a sneaky need. But Guyton, I think, could be there as a trade back. I'm curious to see where he is on some players' boards, because he is a little raw than some of the other tackles in this draft. And to me, I think that there's traits. As I mentioned earlier, he's a freak athlete, 6'7". He's got room to fill out. He can move down the field, get to the second level to make some blocks. I think it's just some technique fixes that he needs. But I think at 32, if you trade back, you get Guyton. I'd be excited about that.
Final calls and questions for Wolchuk. Get him in on the D&M Leasing Hotline, 877-881-1053. Any chance of a quarterback? How does he have the QBs rank? What's the biggest draft fight that he's had with Bobby and Broadus? Below the Bell? All of it on the way. Thursday edition on Draft Day next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.